Yo, Kenny, let's do this.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. On the bass guitar, that's Tony Berkheimer, a.k.a. Fat Fingers, straight thumping that bass in his ass. On the lead guitar, none other, my man, the guitar extraordinaire, Dave Bramley. Together, they form the musical extravaganza, the Postal Jamming Guys. Guys, as we launch this podcast on all major platforms, yep. Let's get real postal.
Hey, what's going on, podcast audience? This is that guy, Ken Hodge, and I got to talk to you. And if you would humor me and listen, won't hold you more than 15 minutes. I guarantee I'm going to open your eyes to something that you look at every day. Hey, on the show today, what I want to do is talk to that new employee. That newly converted employee. Hey, listen, you must, I can put this as eloquent as I possibly can and try to explain to you the importance of being regular in attendance, or I can tell you that you must, but you got to bring your ass to work, folks. Come on, let's keep it 100 for a minute. You got to come to work. Postal management don't have a lot of skills, but they know how to take that attendance record for some and take a decent paying job away from you. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, postal management, I'll say it again, and again and again, they don't have a whole lot of skill sets when it comes to coaching, mentoring, and developing employees. And I don't care who get mad at that. If you work for the post office, you know that's a statement. That's a fact. But they've got the ability to pull your clock rings, and if they decide that, you know, you're the lucky employee today who they're going to attempt to provide some type of management in the way of disciplinary action, well, they're going to pull your clock rings. And 9 out of 10 times, they're going to have the information and the data they need in order to take away your job from you. Because you got to remember something. If you've been there less than 1 year, then you have to do a probationary period. And that sounds so freaking weird to me, only because, let me try and paint a quick picture for you. You're an MHA for, let's say, anywhere from 4 months to 11 months. You are paying union dues. You are an active union member. Now, the fact that you get created or converted, I'm sorry, thinking of a different order, you get converted to a full-time regular employee. There's a 90-day window that the union you've been paying dues to for the last, I don't know how long, they don't have access to you now? See, that's how it is right now, but something should be done about that. I mean, at the national level, I believe that, and again, maybe they think it's not important, but again, that's why I call this the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. But if you are an employee that has been converted, and you now must go through a 90-day period where you have zero access to the grievance procedure. Oh, but it gets better while you're still paying union dues. Somebody understand? Help me understand that. Let's help each other. You say each one teach one? See, that makes absolutely no sense to me. But nonetheless, that's what it is right now. Management is doing a pathetically poor job at introducing the new employee to the Postal Service. Now, there might be one or two pockets of management that's doing it correctly, but the vast, vast majority of postal management, they're not giving that new employee a good start. And again, if you build anything without having a good start, now don't get me wrong, the end result could be very polished, but you're going to work hard at getting it there. When employees lack management and begin to do their own thing, as we like to say, or AKA, you got your own home cooking going on, see, that's going to be a problem down the road, and it does not appear that unions are in a position to address that problem.
And what I said was, it does not appear that unions are in a position to aggressively address that problem. You know, it's sometimes very shameful or saddens me to see the lack of guidance actually given to that new employee. And again, as an EEO representative, I'm constantly inundated with trying to win back jobs of postal employees who were terminated in their probationary period. And I want to say again to the national unions, this, I think, is something that should be looked at. Now, it's probably not going to happen with the frequency that I'm seeing right now because of the two large conversions, the one that happened and the conversion that's coming up on August 14th. But just think about that for a second. You have members paying dues for services they cannot recoup. They can't recoup because if I'm in probation, contract is clear. You have no access to the grievance procedure. But yet, for those 3 months, you're paying for it. And when I say you're paying for it, I'm talking about that MHA who's past their initial 90 days. And I will be the first in line to tell you after your 90 days, you know, run to that union, get that 11-88-87, whatever that form is, get that form, sign up, become a union member. So now you're a dues-paying member for 5 or 6 months. Now you get converted. Well, for the 3 months that you're going to be in probation, the union is still going to collect dues from you, and they can't do anything for you, or you have no access to the grievance procedure. That's taxation without representation. And again, that's just how the system is set up. Well, that's how the system should, we should be able to say that's how it used to be. I don't know. I would probably, and again, I'm not trying to get all up into anybody's pocketbook, but if you've got union members that are converted after they've worked anywhere from 4 months to 11 months and they're dues-paying members, there should be a gesture from our national that for the 3 months when you get converted that you do not have access to the grievance procedure, that we'll send you a check at the end with a nice card saying, hey, thanks for being an awesome member, continuing to support the brotherhood, and we thank you, something to that nature, but give that person 3 months worth of dues back. I'm just saying, it just sounds fair to me. It sounds right to me. It sounds like it would be an excellent team builder to me. But then again, that's just me. That's just me. And again, I go back to the original premise, employee, you got to bring your ass to work, man. You know, it doesn't matter about how much union dues is collected. It doesn't matter. None of that matters if you're not there. And if you're not there, at least in Columbus, Ohio, depending on, let's just say, the type of T-shirt that you wear, you have a good chance of having a discussion that leads to termination. Yes, that's a fact in Columbus, Ohio, for some. And again, that just, I'm not even going to touch that whole sad state of affairs and the disparity that I believe takes place there. So if you understand that those that are in charge are really not in charge, you will understand that there are certain things you must do so that those who think they're in charge, but not really, cannot take your job away from you. I'm trying to find a humorous thread in that, but I'm telling you, if you come to work, you got a 98% chance of having a career in the Postal Service. Hey, listen, I'm going to get off of that new employee, and I'm going to bring the podcast to a close with some words to Columbus, Ohio Maintenance Department. Bidding is not a new process. I think it's rather funny. I think it's humorous. I think it's sad. I think it's just a whole bunch of emotions rolled up into one big glob of, what the hell, you don't know how to bid jobs anymore? You, Columbus, Ohio Maintenance, they've got a catastrophe, a garfunkel with bidding jobs. Now, I got to tell you something. For that plant to be that modern and the people that you have in charge of it can't bid properly, that sounds like some retraining is needed. I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's been no amendments to the contract that says you bid differently, but for them to mess that up, and right now, Columbus Maintenance, they are in a paradox, so to speak, because no matter what they do to fix this mess they've made, they're going to upset somebody. There is no win-win for the debacle that's going on right now in Columbus, Ohio's maintenance bidding sections. And it's rather sad that senior managers cannot bid jobs, and we've been bidding jobs since there was a bid process. It hasn't changed any. So I just wanted to let the new employees know that as I try to instruct or guide you to being regular in attendance, I'm also going to tell you some of the things that take place with postal management, so that hopefully you'll be a learned employee and maybe go into management and put some sense into what seems to be an area totally devoid of common sense. Hey, let's have a awesome day. And the microphones are back on, and I've got a lot to tell you. So let's stand by for the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. As I try to grow the podcast, I invite and I welcome everyone to share this podcast with postal, non-postal employees or personnel. Hey, listen, you know, it was kind of ambiguous when I went on a 2 or 3 minute conversation about how maintenance in Columbus, Ohio don't seem to have the capability of bidding jobs, posting jobs properly. I call them bidding jobs. I guess it's real old school. But here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how they post jobs. Well, first of all, if you're not in the maintenance craft in Columbus, Ohio, when I explain to you how they bid jobs, it's going to be a little amusing. And understand, I'm going to give you the real short version. In Columbus Maintenance, you fill out what they call a life sheet, a dream sheet. On this sheet, you put down all the selections of jobs that you want. And again, I'm condensing this, folks. Check with Maintenance in Columbus, Ohio. They'll give you more detailed instructions. Now, after you make your selections, depending on level, days off, you list 25, 30 jobs, I think it is. And that's supposed to sit in somebody's office. And if any of these jobs come available and your selection is higher than the next person in maintenance selection, you're going to get the job. So again, it sounds to me like they said, we're not going to worry about seniority. Because my understanding is that if it's a junior person, but that's a selection that they want, because you're a senior, you still can't take that from them because you didn't list it on your dream sheet. Again, just don't sound right to me, but that's how maintenance bids jobs. So even, and although it don't sound real contractual to me, if that's what they're doing, okay, let's just accept that nonsense just for a minute. So now you have new jobs being created. So if I got a dream sheet where I'm posting or requesting the positions I want, it seems kind of impossible that I would post or request a job that don't exist. And that's what Columbus, Ohio just did. They had some new jobs, and I guess they used some of that good old managerial ingenuity and made some selections that messed a lot of things up. In other words, you pissed a lot of people off for no reason, postal management. But nonetheless, I'm sure they're going to get it straightened out. Again, the APW historically don't play that crap in their craft. So I'm sure the APW will be all over that. Hey, but I wanted to let you know, everybody's got issues in their departments. It's just not the mail handlers. It's just not the clerks. If you're an employee at a post office, it appears that there's some issues going on with you. Hey, listen, have a great day. And the microphones are hot in the studio again, so I'm probably going to talk to you every other day throughout this week. But again, I need you to help me get the word out to postal employees that there is a podcast that's going to give it to you, probably like you never had it before. Have a great day.